All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. So I'm just kidding, we now have our last and final live interview for the program this week. We're joined today by Jake Delphin, who is an educator based in Melbourne, who is actually part of organising an upcoming protest titled Who Controls Our Data, which is basically, you know, a rally that's encouraging public discussion around AI expansion, data infrastructure, and the importance of transparency, public consultation, and long-term planning, especially in the context of, you know, the fact that there's a big push for building these large data centres in Victoria. So good morning, Jake.
Hi, thanks for having me.
To kind of start off, just for our listeners, you know, this obviously been appearing in the news, and I know you appeared in Channel 9 kind of recently being interviewed about this. Can you give us a bit of an overview of this kind of push to build new data centres in Victoria, and what are some of the proposed locations?
Yeah, of course. So currently we're seeing a massive push, to be honest, across the West. It's basically a rapid expansion of data infrastructure. Obviously, as the demands for AI continue to grow, I would say these facilities are becoming critical infrastructure, really, because as AI continues to grow, they need more storage. My concern isn't necessarily that data centres exist. I'm well aware, like, we have quite a large number of them in Australia already. My concern mainly centres around the fact that expansion appears to be happening at a rate and, like, a scale that communities really aren't even fully aware of. And there really hasn't been enough public discussion or transparency around planning and long-term impacts of these centres. We have the one in Hazelwood that they're proposing, which is near Morwell, which is considered to be the biggest proposed site. There's one that they're proposing in Brooklyn in West Melbourne, and then Laverton North, as well as one in Port Melbourne, which is near me.
Yeah, thanks for that, Jake. And I'm just noting as well that it's often in areas that are already industrial and already have, like, terrible air quality that they're building these data centres. Environmental groups have sounded the alarm on this push by arguing that the construction of these data centres has serious environmental risks. Are you able to speak to that?
Yeah, of course. I personally am not a massive environmentalist, but I do see the environmental issues associated with this issue. Mm-hmm. And I can say that there are a lot of people that I've spoken to within the community as well who have really taken issue with the energy and water consumption projections by these mm-hmm. data centres. Yeah. Not to mention we have noise issues. I've seen a lot of videos online of the noise associated with people living near the centres. And there's also a lot of concerns that the increased demand on electricity and the water infrastructure could, I mean, ultimately contribute to higher costs for consumers. I do think these concerns deserve serious public discussion and consultation from us, the people. Projects of this scale can't really just be judged on investment announcements. I feel like people want to understand the long-term costs and the benefits to us, if there are any at all.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, actually, just one point I sort of want to jump on that you sort of mentioned here, that, yeah, of course, I mean, one of the interesting things about this push to build new data centres has been the kind of rate at which new data centres are being kind of proposed. Because remember, you know, for the past decade, you know, we have used Google, we have used streaming services like Netflix, you know, we've used cloud computing, you know, we've used all these sort of these systems for quite a long time, actually, and all those services actually do require data centres. But it is a bit, I think there is a bit of an interesting shift to the fact that there's so many data centres being built, but it's very much linked by, you know, this big push by corporations to invest in generative artificial intelligence, which requires a lot more energy and a lot more data than any of the services that I've mentioned before previously used. And I guess, what are some of your comments, I guess, on this push? Because I think, there is a lot of scepticism that people do have about generative AI. But there's obviously a lot of different opinions and perspectives on it. But I guess I want to hear someone who's part of organising this rally, what are your kind of general thoughts on this push?
I personally think that they're setting up to build the digital infrastructure for, obviously, I think they need these data centres because We're sitting on this precipice where AI is becoming such a big technology that we're using. And I think the eventual goal will be to, I mean, all countries across the West, we've got the UK, we've got New Zealand, we have Australia, we have Europe, we have America. They're all talking about a digital ID system in the future. And I definitely think they need this data infrastructure for that.
So you're kind of part of organising a community rally against these proposed kind of data centres on June the 13th. Can you tell us a bit about this protest? You can even tell us how it's sort of come together, who is kind of speaking on the platform, and I guess what are some of the demands of the protest?
So the rally is about creating public discussion. I've been following closely with what's happening in the US. I do think that there's so many people out there, especially young people, I feel like who are feeling a bit defeated by the government, and especially with the recent budget that they've announced. And I think a lot of people think that there's no point in protesting or demanding answers and accountability as well. But I feel like it's our right as Australians to do it, especially as young people who are going to be affected, I think, the most by this. And I think we as Australians, I hope, would like transparency, strong assessment processes, meaningful consultations, and I feel like just a broader conversation around what kind of digital future Victoria and Australia want.
So can you tell us the details of the rally, just so some of our listeners might be able to come along?
Yep. So you can find the rally on Facebook. It's called Who Controls Our Data? Melbourne Community Rally. It's on Saturday the 13th of June at 11:30. It will be at the State Library, and we do have a couple speakers coming along. We're still confirming, but as of right now, we should have David Shoebridge, the Green Senator. We also have another lady who is currently running for state government with the Greens, who would like to speak. So we've got a couple different people that can provide a couple different viewpoints of the issue.
All right. Well, that sounds great. So yeah, we'll definitely promote the protest in our events calendar, because Green Left, which this program is associated with, very much tries to promote all the sort of different kind of protest events that have been kind of organised by the community. And also, we note that there is a bit of a group kind of emerging in the northern suburbs, because I think Broadmeadows Fordside is a site of artificial intelligence data centre. Do you have any kind of final comments you might want to end on?
Yeah, I would say, look, I feel like we're really at a precipice in society. I feel like we're really bordering on the edge of a technological revolution. I mean, with AI, the decisions that we make now will definitely shape decades of infrastructure and policy. I feel like you don't necessarily have to be anti-technology to ask questions. I'm certainly not. I actually use AI. But I just think people should feel comfortable asking questions about this stuff, especially if you don't know much, or just engaging in conversations surrounding this topic, because at the end of the day, it really does affect all of us.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jake, for being on our program. And yeah, I'll just make a reminder to listeners, if you would like to attend this kind of protest, it's going to be at 11 a.m. Saturday, June the 13th. And thank you very much again, Jake, for being on our program.
Thanks for having me, and I hope to see people there if they're interested.